Thank you, dear brothers and sisters.
谢谢弟兄姐妹们。
It's good to be with you once again.
我很高兴再一次跟你们在一起。
And it's especially good to be accompanied by my wife Lisa today.
更好的是我的太太 Lisa 今天跟我在一起。
And we're just rejoicing in this opportunity to worship our Lord together with all of you.
我们跟你们一起来崇拜主，让我们都得到喜乐。
As I have been traveling quite a bit,
我最近常常的旅行。
It has kept me from being here on a more regular basis.
所以我不能够经常的在这里。
But we so appreciate your prayers and your support for our ministry.
可是我们很感激你们对我的事工的支持跟祷告。
Been to the African nation of Malawi twice already this year.
我今年已经到非洲的一个 Malawi 这个国家去了两次。
And I've been to India.
也到了印度。
In about 10 days time, I'll be in Japan.
再过十天我就会到日本。
After that, back to Malawi.
那个完了以后我再回到 Malawi 那边。
After that, I'm going to be actually home for a few weeks.
那个以后我还实际上回到家里来。
And then back to Malawi.
然后再回到 Malawi 去。
Back to India in September.
在九月的时候到印度。
Costa Rica in October.
到 Costa Rica 在。
And I've got 3 invitations for November. I'm trying to decide and pray about what to do.
有人要邀请我在十一月，有三个不同的邀请，我不还没有决定怎么做。
But we're very grateful for all of these opportunities to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ.
我很感激神能给我这个机会，这么多的机会去宣传他的福音。
And to build up disciples.
来建立信徒们。
Now, as I've been coming over the last year or two, we have been working through the book of Daniel.
在过去这一两年之中，我们在继续不断地看但以理书。
And we want to continue today here in Daniel chapter 8.
那么我们今天开始跟大家一起继续看但以理书第八章。
I don't know about you, but when I read these verses that we just read together,
每一次我念过我们刚刚念的这些经节
it sounds all rather odd to me, a bit strange, all these things about rams and goats and horns and whatever.
这些念的时候 有绵羊有山羊然后又有角看起来好像很奇怪。
So if you feel a little confused by some of that, you're in good company.
假如你看了以后觉得心里面很混乱，你不例外。
But let's see if we can work through this and come to a little deeper understanding of what this vision is teaching us here in Daniel chapter 8.
让我们仔细的来学习，看在第八章这个意象里面，我们可以学习到什么功课。
This vision comes some 2 years after the vision that Daniel had in chapter 7 of 4 beasts.
这个是在但以理第七章他看了一个四个野兽的异象以后的两年以后。
And the vision of one like a son of man.
那个时候他在异象中看起来有个像人子的。
Daniel probably is about 70 years of age when he has this vision.
这个时候他可能差不多70岁。
When we first meet Daniel in chapter 1, he's an adolescent who's being taken into captivity.
当我们在第一章刚刚看到但以理的时候，他那个时候只是一个青少年被掳到这个巴比伦去。
Now he's a 70-year-old man who has cultivated a close walk with God.
可是现在他已经有70岁，在这70年中，他培养了跟神同行的生活。
And in the vision he has here in Daniel chapter 8, he finds himself in the citadel of Susa in Elam.
那么他在这个意象里面，他在这个宜兰省的苏珊城，也就是他们的首都。
Elam is also known as Persia or modern day Iran.
So, 宜兰也就是所谓的波斯，也就是现在的伊朗。
It's amazing, isn't it, that this part of the world that is so much in the news today was also very, very significant at this time.
在现在这个我们环境中，中东这个地方这么样的有重要性，在当初也是一样。
Susa was the capital of the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians.
So, 这个苏珊城是马代跟波斯的首都。
And it was the headquarters of the Persian king Cyrus.
是这个波斯王的住的地方。
Now this is significant because chapter 8 is all about two kingdoms, the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians, and the kingdom of the Greeks.
所以在第八章这里很重要的是谈到马代跟波斯这个王国，还跟希腊王国。
But we have to be careful not to just view this passage historically.
我们要很小心的，不是仅仅看这个故事。
Let's keep our eyes open and say, what lessons are here in this vision for us today?
可是我们要注意，在这一个意象里面，今天我们有可以学到什么功课？
And I want you to see that as a result of this vision, Daniel goes through something of a spiritual crisis.
但你要知道，在这个意象以后，但以理在他的属灵的生命上受到了伤害。
How many of you have ever wanted to have a vision of God?
你们有多少人想要看得到一个神的意象？
Or a vision from God?
哦，从神显给你一个意象。
Well, I have. I can remember, you know, as a young follower of Christ, having doubts.
我记得当我是年轻跟随主的时候，我心里面有疑问。
Going for a walk and saying, Jesus, if you could just pop out from behind that tree, I would believe in you.
我在走路的时候，我说，即使耶稣啊，你假如现在从那个树里面跳出来，我就信你。
It never happened.
也从来没有发生过。
And yet I believe.
但是我仍然信。
You know, sometimes we want to have these visions.
有的时候我们希望有这种意象。
But look what it does to Daniel.
可你看看这个意象。
It launches him into something of a spiritual crisis.
就把他送到一个属灵的破产之境。
This really goes back into chapter 7.
就我们要回到第七章。
In verse 15, he says, My spirit was distressed within me, and the visions kept alarming me.
在第七章他说我的灵在我里面愁烦我脑中的意象使我惊慌
At the end of the chapter he says My thoughts were greatly alarming me My face grew pale And I kept the matter to myself
在第七章结尾的时候他说我心中甚是惊慌脸色也改变了却将那事存记在心
And now at the end of chapter 8, he says, I was exhausted and sick for days.
那么在这个第八章最后他说我因着异象惊奇却无人能明白。
We want to have visions of God, but look at the results in Daniel's life.
假如我们要想有神从神来的异象你要思想一下在但以理身上发生的事。
But you know, all of us find ourselves at times in spiritual crises.
我们每一个人在我们的生命中都有属灵的危险。
We find ourselves in a situation in life where, frankly, we don't understand what God is doing.
我们常常在我们生命中不了解神在我们身上究竟在做什么。
Family and friends that are hurting.
我们的家人们、我的朋友们都受到伤害。
Maybe attacks from the enemy.
也许有敌人来攻击我们。
Maybe it's a personal struggle or temptation.
或者我们自己的挣扎受到的诱惑。
We could go on. Maybe it's an illness that we're struggling with.
也可能是我们有疾病。
A broken relationship.
或者我们在关系上有破产。
Some hurt or injustice that we've experienced.
或者我们受到伤害，受到不公平的处理。
All of these things can lead to spiritual crises.
这些是都能够带给我们有属灵上的危机。
Where we can become frustrated.
我们会受到挫折
disappointed even in God.
我们会对神甚至对神都失望
where we can doubt in His goodness, in His love for us.
我们怀疑神对我们的爱，我们怀疑神的美好
and where we can even begin to despair.
我们甚至于很消丧
But dear friends, spiritual crises can also do something else for us.
可是朋友们，属灵的危机可以为我们成就其他的事。
They can also lead us into a deeper knowledge of the living God.
让我们能够对神有更近更深的了解。
Because sometimes it's in the midst of that crisis that we have a fresh discovery of God.
有的时候我们在危这种危机之中，我们会对神有新的认识。
Sometimes it's in the midst of a crisis that a whole new depth in our relationship with God is opened up.
有时候在危机之中，我们与神之间的关系重新发展了。
And that's really what I hope we'll see today as we look at Daniel chapter
8. 这是今天我们看第但以理第八章我所希望能够发生的事。
Now chapter 8 structurally can be divided really into two main sections.
第八章可以分成两个部分。
We have the vision in verses 1 to 14.
我们在第一节到第十四节有它的意象。
And then we have an interpretation that's given in verses 15 through 27.
在15节到27节我们可以看到对这个意象的解释。
We're going to look briefly at each of these sections.
我们把这两段都看一下。
But then we also want to look at some of the lessons that are contained in this chapter that pertain to us today.
然后我们也看一下在这一章里面对我们今天有些什么信息。
Now in the verses we read, Daniel first has a vision of a ram.
在我们刚刚念的但以理第一个 vision 是看到有绵羊。
This ram has two horns, and the second one grows longer than the first.
这个绵羊有两个角，第二个角比第一个角要大。
This ram comes from the east and expands to the west and to the north and to the south.
那么这个是从西边来的，然后是往北往南跑。
And we read here that he was powerful and there was none to rescue from his power.
我们看到他这里有很大的力量，没有人可以从他的力量中被拯救出来。
And at the end of verse 4, he did as he pleased and magnified himself.
在第四节最后说他任意而行，自高自大。
Next, Daniel has a vision of a male goat.
然后他看到一个公山羊的意象。
This one comes from the west and is moving so quickly, it doesn't even appear as though his feet are touching the ground.
他是从西而来，遍行全地，脚不沾尘。
And in verse 7, we read that he shatters the two horns of the ram.
在第七节，我们看到他把这个绵羊的两个角都给打断了。
Once again, we read that there's no one to rescue from his power.
再一次，我们看到没有人能够从他的权力里面被拯救出来。
And that he magnifies himself exceedingly.
他为他自己非常的自傲。
But then we see that his mighty horn is broken.
然后我们看到他有力的脚断了。
And in its place, four horns emerge.
在那个脚的地方长出四个脚来。
then the vision really begins to focus in on a small horn that grows out of one of the four horns.
然后我们把这个注意力看在一个很小的角，从这个四个角之中的一个里面长出来。
And this small horn grows great towards the south, towards the east, and towards the beautiful land, the promised land of Judah.
然后这个角就向西向南，也就是向这个美丽的以色列这个迦南地进行。
We read in verse 10 that he trampled the host of heaven.
我们看第十节，他把这个天的像都踩翻了。
This is usually a reference to God's people.
这个天象和星宿形容是神的人。
You might remember in Genesis chapter 15, where the Lord said to Abraham, "Your descendants will be as the stars, as the host of heaven."
所以我们记得在创世纪，神向亚伯拉罕说，你的后代就像天上的群星这样子。
And then we read in verse 11 that this small horn also magnifies himself.
然后我们看第十一节，这个小角也过为自大。
But I want you to see the progression that's taking place already in this chapter.
我们可以从在这一章里面看到这个故事的发展。
In verse 4, we read that the ram magnified himself.
第四节我们看到这个绵羊自大。
In verse 8, the goat magnified himself exceedingly.
然后第八节，这个山羊极其的自高自大。
And now in verse 11, this small horn that becomes great magnifies himself even to be as great as God.
所以在十一节我们看到这个小角长得越大越也是 自高自大，甚至于超过神。
To be as great as the commander of the host.
他就好像整个控制的统帅一样。
And in verse 12, we see that he performs his own will and prospers.
所以从十二节，我们看他按照他自己任意而行，而且很繁荣。
When we get to verse 13, we begin to see how troubling this is for Daniel.
从第十三节，我们可以看到这一件事情对但以理有多大的困难。
And Daniel begins to ask a question that is the same question we often ask when we find ourselves in a spiritual crisis.
但以理这是问一个问题，也就是当我们在我们有属灵的危机的时候，我们也会问的问题。
Daniel says, "How long?"
所以但以理就问，还要多久？
How long is this going to continue? How long must God's people suffer?
他说，还要神的子民还要忍受多久呢？
We ask ourselves the same question, don't we, sometimes?
我们是不是也有时候问这个问题？
Lord, how long is this illness going to last?
神啊，这个疾病到底要延长到多久呢？
How long do I have to keep struggling with whatever it is that is bothering me at this time.
我为这一些给我困难的，我还要忍受多久呢？
And as Daniel articulates this question, remarkably, he receives an answer.
当但以理问这个问题的时候，他也得到了回答。
A very specific answer in verse 14.
第十四节是一个非常特别的。
The voice speaking said to me, "For 2,300 evenings and mornings, then the holy place will be properly restored."
所以这个声音对他说，到2,300日，圣所就必洁净。
Now, if we read this carefully, this could mean either 2,300 days.
这个可能是说2,300日天。
Or it could mean 1,150 days consisting of an evening and a morning.
或者说是1,150天，包括 1150夜跟1150天。
That's, by the way, how the Jews reckoned a day. It was from sunset that the day began until the sunset of the next day.
这就是犹太人他们定的一天，从日落到另外一天的日落。
And given the context here of the temple sacrifices, it most likely refers to a period of 1,150 days.
从他们在圣殿里面献祭的这个崇拜来讲，这里很可能指的是1150天。
Now, some of you might have your phone out already and be trying to work this out.
也许你们有些人现在可以拿你的计算机来查一下。
But that comes to a period of 3 years and 55 days.
这就是差不多三年零五十五天。
Now, as we read on here in Daniel chapter 8, we come to the interpretation.
那么我们现在就看这个对异象的解释。
And without this interpretation, it would be really difficult to understand what was being said in those first verses.
假如没有这个解释，我们对前面念的，我们就不大容易了解。
But listen to verse 15. When I, Daniel, had seen the vision and I sought to understand it,
第十五节说，我但以理见了这异象。愿意明白其中的意思。
Behold, standing before me was one who looked like a man.
忽有一位形状像人的站在我面前。
As Daniel is seeking to understand this and make sense of this vision,
当他要了但以理想了解这个意象的时候。
He once again encounters one that looks like a man. He encounters Jesus.
他看到有一个像人的，这就是他跟耶稣见了面。
Jesus keeps showing up in the book of Daniel.
在但以理书里面，我们常常看到耶稣出现。
Remember chapter 3, the fiery furnace?
记不记得在第三章里面的火大火炉？
Nebuchadnezzar says, wait, how many men did we throw in the fire?
尼布加利说我们扔到火炉里面有几个人？
They said, three.
他们说三个人。
He says, I see four, and the fourth looks like a son of God.
他说我看到有四个人，那第四个看起来像是人子。
Chapter 7, Daniel sees one like a son of man.
所以在第七章他也看到一个像人子的。
And we looked at that passage closely and saw how that was all pointing to Jesus.
我们从第七章里面很仔细地看到这个，他所看到的是就是耶稣。
And once again, it seems that he encounters the second person of the divine Godhead.
所以我们可以看到他所遇到的是在神位里面的第二个位格。
Brothers and sisters, this teaches me something very, very important about Old Testament prophecy.
所以弟兄们、姐妹们，这一个让我们对旧约的预言有很重要的了解。
It teaches me that Jesus ultimately is the interpretation of Old Testament prophecy.
所以这个就告诉我，耶稣是所有预言。可以得到解释的。
Jesus reminds us of this himself, Luke chapter
24.
He's talking to his disciples and he says that you must, and he's teaching them everything that was written about himself in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms.
他告诉门徒们，凡是有写有关他的事情，都在摩西在先知们的预言里面。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 10, we read these words.
在启示录chapter
19, verse 10,
十九章第十节。
That the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
So, 这个预言的实际就是讲到耶稣。
In other words, prophecy is all about testifying of Jesus Christ.
也换句话说，所有的预言都是为耶稣基督做见证。
If I was in Africa, they would have all said, "Amen."
假如我在耶稣在发出非洲时，大家都会说 "Amen."
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Old Testament prophecy is all about. It's all pointing to Jesus.
所有的旧约的预言都是指着耶稣。
Because Jesus is the one who interprets the Old Testament prophecy.
因为耶稣他可以解释所有旧约的预言。
And here he commands Gabriel, his angel, to interpret the vision for Daniel.
所以这里他叫他的天使加百列为但以理来解释。
We read this here in chapter 8, verse 16.
在第十六节，第八章的十六节。
But Daniel is so overcome with fright that he collapses, he faints.
所以耶稣，不是耶稣，但以理看到这个异象，他惊怕到一个地步，他几乎昏倒。
And the angel Gabriel comforts him by saying that the vision pertains to the time of the end.
所以也加百列来安慰他说：“你所看的这个异象是关乎末后的事。”
We see this in verse 17.
我们看到这个在第十七节。
And it's repeated in verse 19.
在第十九节又重复了一次。
He says, "This is what will happen at the final period of judgment."
他说这是在关乎末后的定期的审判。
This pertains to the appointed.Time of the end.
这也就是神所预定的末世的时间。
Now you ready for the interpretation?
对，你对这个解释要感觉。
I actually understood that. Thank you. Well, first we read about the ram in verse 20.
我们首先看第二十节里面有关这个绵羊的事。
And notice how specific the interpretation is.
这个讲的是非常仔细的。
He says that the ram refers to the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians.
这个绵羊就是马代跟波斯。
They came from the east and they conquered Babylon.
他们从东边来征服了巴比伦。
At this time, the Medes and the Persians were not in power the Babylonians were.
在这个时候马代波斯并不像当初巴比伦那么有力量。
And so Daniel learns that this power is going to come from the east and they're going to expand to the north and to the west and to the south.
所以但以理知道这个从东边来的力量会向西向南发展。
And then in verses 21 and 22, he gives a further specific prophecy.
在二十一节跟二十二节，这里有更仔细的预言。
And he says that the shaggy goat represents the kingdom of Greece.
公山羊就是希腊王。
And not only is Greece identified, but so is their founding king Alexander the Great.
不但在这里告诉我们是希腊王，他更告诉我们这就是希腊开始的亚历山大王。
And he's spoken of here in verse 21, and the large horn that is between his eyes is the first king.
两眼当中的大角就是头一王。
Now, what we know from history is that the empire, the Greek empire of Alexander the Great, expanded very rapidly.
我们知道在历史上亚历山大的王国很快的就延出去了。
But it also disintegrates very quickly because of a lack of administration.
因为他们没有行政的能力，所以他的王国很快的也就灭掉了。
And Alexander the Great himself died at the age of 32, wasted and burnt out.
在亚历山大在三十二岁的时候，就把他所有的精力都废掉了，就死掉了。
His kingdom was divided amongst four of his generals.
他的王国被他四个将军所承受。
That's exactly what we read here, and those are those four horns that come up out of the goat.
这里就是我们看到的从那个出来的四个角。
One of those generals ruled over Europe.
有一个这将军控制了欧洲。
One in Asia Minor, modern day Turkey.
有一个就在小亚细亚，也就现在的土耳其。
One in Syria.
另外一个在叙利亚。
And one in Egypt.
另外一个统治埃及。
But now, in the interpretation, we also learn verses 23 to 25 about the little horn.
在23节、25节，我们可以看到有关这个小角的预言。
And we read that in the latter period of their rule, when the transgressors have run their course, a king will arise.
他是看到在这四国末时，犯法的人罪恶满盈的时候，有一王兴起。
Now we're not going to go into a lot of detail here.
我们这里不必太仔细的讲。
But we know from history that these words refer to a particular king.
我们知道在历史上这些字是形容一个王。
A particularly cruel one of the Syrian Greek kings.
所以也就是叙利亚里面一个非常严酷。
He was the eighth king of the Syrian Greeks, a man by the name of Antiochus Epiphanes.
所以他这是在这个叙利亚王的第四个王，他的名字叫做 Antipatris
Epiphanes, Antiochus Epiphanes.
Yeah.
He came to power in 175 BC.
他在公元前175年当政。
After murdering his brother.
当他把他的哥哥杀掉以后。
So you can see what kind of man he is.
你可以看出他是什么样子的人。
But he wanted to unify his empire under Greek culture and idolatry.
他的整个的国家是模仿希腊的文化跟希腊的偶像。
And so he brutally began to suppress the Jews.
所以他非常严厉的来逼迫犹太人。
He suspended the temple sacrifices.
他把在圣殿里面的献祭完全都灭除了。
And on the 15th day of the Jewish month of Kislev,
所以在犹太人的每一个月的第十五天，
it was the 25th of December,
也就是十二月的二十五号，
167 BC,
公元前166年，
he erected a statue of the Greek god Zeus in the temple.
他把一个这个希腊的神叫做宙斯的神的放在圣殿里面
，and sacrificed pig's blood on the altar。
他在这个祭坛上献祭了猪的血。
This event is known as the abomination of desolation。
这一件事情，也就是说，称为最恶劣的之中的一个。
Daniel talks about it in some of the next chapters in the book of Daniel.
但以理在下面一章会谈到这件事情。
And the Lord Jesus himself talks about this event in Matthew 24 and 25 and also in the Gospel of Mark.
所以在马太24、25跟马可，耶稣都谈到这件事情。
Antiochus also, no longer allowed circumcision for the Jews.
所以安提柯斯他不但做这个，他还禁止犹太人受割礼。
And killed many who were circumcised.
他杀了很多受过割礼的人。
Having the Hebrew scriptures was now a crime punishable by death.
假如家里面有一本希伯来文的圣经，那你就要受死刑。
And so this is a time actually when the Jews would have hidden a lot of the scrolls in clay jars and deep into caves.
所以这就是那个时候很多犹太人把他们的圣经放在罐子里面或者是瓦罐子里面藏在山洞里面。
And then Antiochus began to refer to himself as Epiphanes, as God manifest.
So Antichrist 这个人后来就称他为 Epiphany. Epiphany 的意思就是神的现身。
He said, I'm the revelation of God. I'm God in the flesh.
他说我就是神现出来的人像。
But some 3 years later, 164 BC, he died.
在公元前164年。
Shortly after his death,
他死了以后不久,
there was a Jewish revolt under a man called Judas Maccabeus.
所以在这个时候，犹太人起来反抗，领导他们的是麦加比族人。
And he rededicated the temple in Jerusalem to God.
所以麦加比在耶路撒冷的圣殿里面再一次复兴了圣殿。
And reinstated the evening and morning sacrifices.
又重新开始早上跟晚上的献祭。
You all know what this event is called.
你们都知道在历史上这个被称为是什么。
Because it's still commemorated by Jewish people today.
就在今天，犹太人还在纪念这件事情。
And it's called the Festival of Lights or Hanukkah.
这就是 Hanukkah， 也就是光 Festival， 光的宴席。
Now, brothers and sisters, this restoration of Israel's worship took place 3 years and 55 days.After the abomination of desolation.
所以这一件事情就是刚刚我们谈到麦加比所实现的这件事情发生在三年五十五天以后。
Exactly 1,150 days as was prophesied.
就是预言上说一千一百五十天以后。
Now, we're going to see what all this means for us in just a moment.
我们很快就看这些对我们有什么关系。
But before we get to the last verses, the last verse of Daniel, just look at verse 26.
我们去看一下二十六节。
It says, the vision of the evenings and mornings which has been told is true, but keep the vision secret for it pertains to many days in the future.
所说两千三百日的异象是真的。但你要将这意象封住，因为关乎后来许多的日子。
In other words, verse 26 indicates that this vision will only partially be fulfilled through Antiochus.
也换句话说，这一个预言只能一部分在 Antiochus 身上实现。
But Antiochus now becomes a prophetic symbol of all later.Antichrists and a man of lawlessness who still is to come.
所以 Antichrist 这个人就代表以后每一个的敌基督，大的跟小的。
I don't know if any of you like to hike up in the mountains.
你们有没有愿意到山里面去 hike?
We don't have many here in Minnesota, but when we lived in Europe, Lisa and I used to hike all the time.
当我们住在欧洲的时候，我们常常出去。
And there's, sorry,
that's right.
There's an interesting thing that happens when you get to the top of a mountain peak.
当你爬到一个山顶的时候。
You stand there, maybe 3,000 meters, and you're on the peak, and you look over and you see another peak.
当你站在差不多三千米的山顶上，你看到另外一个山顶。
And it looks very close.
看起来很近。
And you think, well, let's just climb to the top of that peak as well.
我们现在就去爬另外那一个山峰。
But then you start to hike.
你开始爬的时候。
And you go down.
往下走
up and down, up and down,
往上往下
and you begin to discover that peak that looked really close is a really long ways away.
你才发现看起来很近的其实是很远
And often that's the way it is with prophecy. The prophet sees this vision.
这就是这个先知看到的这个意象
And it all appears to be very close together.
看起来好像是很近
But if we would turn it sideways, we'd discover, wow, these events are really thousands of years apart.
然后你再一看，很可能这些要预言的事，相距有几千年。
And so this vision is part partially fulfilled in Antiochus.
所以这个预言在安提克斯这个人身上只是实现了一部分。
But there's another fulfillment that's still future for you and for me today.
但是对我们来讲，在未来还有一个实现的时候。
And now we really come down to what I wanted to emphasize this afternoon.
那我今天下午跟你们要强调的是什么？
And it's these words of Daniel in verse 27 where he says, Then I, Daniel, was exhausted and sick for days.
那么也就是在二十七节说我但以理昏迷不醒病了数日。
Brothers and sisters, Daniel was deeply troubled by this vision.
我们可以看出但以理为了这个异象受了很多的苦恼。
It so deeply affected him, the suffering of God's people, that he was sick.
影响他，甚至于到生了病。
And it caused him a real spiritual crisis.
造成他在属灵上的危机。
Why must God's people suffer so severely?
为什么神的子民要受这么大的痛苦？
How long is this going to last?
这要坚持到多久呢？
But as I mentioned, these crises can also give us a deeper understanding of God and His ways.
我也说过，但这一些危机可以让我们对神有更进一步的认识。
They can lead us into discovering God in a whole new dimension.
我们可以从一个更新的方向来认识神。
So what lessons can we learn from this vision here in Daniel chapter 8?
所以我们现在在但以理第八章能够学到什么？
Here's the first of four.
我们有四个也可以学到的。
First, we see that God is ultimately in control and all of these things are part of His plan.
第一个，我们知道神是最终控制所有一切的，他的计划。
Although God's people were suffering, He was in control.
虽然神的子民在受痛苦，可是神仍然在控制。
And we're assured that God will redeem His people.
所以我们确信神必会救赎他的人。
Amen.
Amen.
How good to know our God is in control.
我们能够知道神是在控制一切，这是多好。
And these things, even when it means our suffering, are all ultimately part of His plan.
So, 虽然我们在受苦，但这也是神的计划里的一部分。
Second,
第二点，
be assured that in God's plan, there is an end to suffering.
在神的计划里面，对于受苦会得到结束。
Although Daniel was shaken by this vision of the suffering of God's people,
虽然但以理因为神的子民受苦，他受到了痛苦。
He also learned there would be an end to it.
他也是知道这会一切都会结束。
1,150 days, Daniel, it will end.
1,150天以后这就结束了。
Brothers and sisters, I find great comfort in those words.
说弟兄姐妹们，在这些话语里面，我可以得到很大的安慰。
When we suffer,
当我们受苦，
when we find ourselves in the midst of a spiritual crisis,
当我们发觉我们在属灵的危机之中，
know that it will come to an end.
我们要了解这一切都要结束。
And God and His kingdom will ultimately triumph.
神的国度必定会战胜。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Third,
第三点，
all of this points to Jesus.
这一切都预表了耶稣。
Christ's own suffering on the cross,
基督自己在十字架上的受难，
would result in our redemption and victory.
让我们能够得到救赎，能够得到胜利。
And I think you've probably heard me say this before, but in God's kingdom, suffering is often the path to victory.
你们也听说过，在神的计划中，受苦是到最后得荣耀必经的路程。
In the very first prophecy of Jesus Christ in the Bible,
在 圣经里面约书的第一个预言。
It comes in Genesis 3:15.
在约创世纪三章十五节。
As God is pronouncing judgment on the serpent in the garden,
就是神要惩罚在伊甸乐园里面的蛇。
He says to the serpent, I will put enmity between your seed and her seed, the seed of the woman.
所以我要把你的后代跟女人的后代中间既有敌意。
And then it says, you will bruise him on the heel.
你要伤他的脚跟。
Yes, the seed of the woman, God's people and Christ will suffer.
And the 女人的后代，人神的子民，耶稣基督是要受痛苦。
But then it says, and he will crush your head.
但是他要击破你的脑袋。
Because God's kingdom and his Christ will ultimately triumph.
所以神的国度跟他的基督必最后得胜。
In God's kingdom, suffering is often the path to victory.
So, 神的国度借着痛苦得到胜利。
And finally,
最后一点,
and this is good news.
这是好消息。
Daniel ends in verse 27 by saying, Then I got up again and carried on the king's business. But I was astounded at the vision, and there was none to explain it.
在二十七节的后面，但以理说：“然后起来办理王的事务，我因这异象惊奇，却无人能明白其中的意思。”
You know what this means?
这个是什么意思？
It means we can serve God without understanding everything that He's doing.
我们能够侍奉神，但不一定都了解神一切的意义。
We can serve God even in the midst of times when we're confused, when we have doubts.
我们可以侍奉神，就是因为在我们有困扰、有怀疑的时候。
Even though Daniel himself was overwhelmed, he says, I got up and I carried on the king's business.
虽然但以理已经受不了了，可是他仍然起来。仍然办理神的事务。
Brothers and sisters, you can serve and still have questions.
So, 弟兄姐妹们，虽然你心里面有疑问，你仍然可以侍奉神。
You can serve and still have doubts.
你虽然你心里面不怀疑，你仍然可以侍奉。
But let's get up.
但是我们要起来。
And let's carry on the king's business.
我们来办理神的事务。
Amen?
Amen.
Knowing that He's in control.
知道耶稣会控制一切。
He has a plan.
他有个计划。
But there is an end to suffering.
这所有的痛苦都会结束。
And that His kingdom will ultimately triumph.
但他的国度必定战胜。
May the Lord add His blessing to the preaching of His word.
所以在他的这个字里面也有他的问安。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank your sermon, Reverend Countryman. Shall we rise, sing responsive hymn? 175.Sorrow and joy was all gathered